It's 11:11. The Oscar acceptance speech Sunday night by Graham Moore, who adapted the screenplay for The Imitation Game, got a lot of attention.
When I was 16 years old, I tried to kill myself because I felt weird and I felt different and I felt like I did not belong. And now I'm standing here. And so I would like for this moment to be for that kid out there who feels like she's weird or she's different or she doesn't fit in anywhere. Yes, you do. I promise you do. You do. Stay weird, stay different, and then when it's your turn and you are standing on the stage, please pass the same message to the next person who comes along. Thank you so much.
An important speech at the Oscars, and it brought a lot of attention to a very important issue of teen suicide. And joining us live is Leslie Morgan Steiner, parenting blogger for ModernMom.com. Leslie, teen suicide is something that happens way more than people realize, I think.
It's true. The Centers for Disease Control reports that it's the third leading cause of death behind accidents and homicide for people 15 to 24, and even worse, it's the fourth leading cause of death for children between 10 and 14.
Wow.
So what Graham Moore said was so powerful and important, even though it's a really uncomfortable reality for all parents to confront. And also his messages were exactly what experts say parents should and other adults should communicate to kids who are struggling with any kind of depression, that you can get through it and that it's totally worth it to get through it.
So scary as a parent, though, to be dealing with that. You not only have to wonder, are you recognizing the warning signs, but what do you say? Starting with the warning signs, what do we look for?
Well, the warning signs are hard to differentiate from some normal teen behavior. But the things to really raise a red flag on are dramatic changes in personality and behavior. If they stop eating or they really withdraw from interacting with you and friends and are in their rooms a lot, if there are any signs of depression, if there is a sudden substance abuse problem or sudden recklessness, or something else to look for is that they suddenly give away their key possessions that they've been very attached to in the past. And lastly, if there's any evidence that they are interacting online with any sort of suicide group that is glamorizing suicide on the internet.
Are there certain triggers, do you think, for some children, some kids, some teenagers, life events that might make somebody seem more susceptible?
Yes, exactly. And I think this is so hard for parents to face because these are really common problems. Divorce, inability to find, to feel successful at school, rejection by friends or peers, which is really common during adolescence, the death or especially a suicide of a friend or somebody who they know, even somebody who they know online. Mm. And this all contributes to a feeling of being trapped by forces outside their control and feeling different, which is, again, really what Graham Moore was trying to get to in his speech, is that it's okay to be different. It doesn't mean that you're so different that you have to do something terrible. And something else that parents really have to know, which is also an awful reality to confront, is that while girls think about attempting suicide twice as much as boys, boys are actually four times more likely than girls to actually die by killing themselves. So this is really serious stuff. Almost 20% of high school students report that they've seriously considered killing themselves. And it's something that we all do need to think about, even though it's incredibly painful as a parent to confront it.
And the message you send to your kids is ultra important. You got to really boil it down. What do you need to be sending?
The most important thing is, again, what Graham Moore was saying, that you can make it. You're really loved. We love you. And also that we're willing to help you find treatment. Teenagers don't know what treatment's out there, but there's medication, counseling, residential treatment, or a combination of all of them. And our job as parents is to recognize when kids are struggling and to help them find solutions, especially when it's something so serious and frightening.
Leslie Morgan Steiner, such important information. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
ModernMom.com's Leslie Morgan Steiner.